We enter this great season of Lent, and the season is great because of where it ends. It ends, of course, at Easter, which is the celebration of Jesus' Last Supper, the death and resurrection, and especially the resurrection, which gives us hope, which gives us life, which gives us eternal life, the promise of eternal life. And Lent is about turning our hearts towards the Lord so that we can be ready, that when we celebrate his resurrection, that we can celebrate it with all the joy of a heart completely purified, completely set free. I don't want a show of hands, but how many of you have hearts that are completely free? Mine isn't. And that's why this season of Lent is so important, because it reminds us, it gives us a chance to, as we heard in the second reading, this is the day of salvation. This is a day to be reconciled to the Lord. And part of the gifts of Lent that the church gives us, that Jesus Christ himself gives us in today's readings, these threefold actions that we can do of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, they help us empty ourselves. When we get a little hungry, we realize what ultimately fills us, gives us satisfaction. When we give of our own resources to those in need, we release ourselves from those things that we have and can find so much comfort in. And when we pray, of course, we grow in that relationship to God. But something I found myself reflecting this afternoon on the nature of these Lenten practices. Some of us might be participating in a book study. We might be praying a little bit more, praying the Rosary or Chaplet of Divine Mercy. We might be giving up something, chocolate or candy or video games or TV or Netflix or whatever it is. Or we might be saying, well, I need to grow a little bit more. And so often with these things, I found we treat them almost like we do blowing out your candles at a birthday party, right? If we tell someone, it's not going to come true. And some of that might be because of this gospel passage. Jesus says, when you do these things, don't be like the hypocrites. A hypocrite is a big word, but it means to be an actor, to put on a mask, to stand behind that mask, that to the world you're presenting, look at me, this is who I am. But as soon as you put that mask down, they see who you really are. He says, don't be like the hypocrites. Don't just simply put on that mask. And so we've taken that so we don't tell anyone. And that isn't what Jesus is saying. But if we talk about what we're doing for Lent, we should talk about it in such a way that I need your help. I need your prayers. I need, if you find me, and I've said I'm giving up soda for the season, and you see me reaching for a can of pop, you can say, didn't you give that up? Oh, thank you. We can help each other. Because when we are done with Lent, if we have done Lent well, we'll be ready. But the beautiful thing about this passage too, the one that we can so often, it sounds like it's almost the same word. Hypocrites get repaid and you'll get what your reward, they'll get their reward, you'll get repaid. And it's an interesting thing that the hypocrites get what they earned. That's what the word means there. They get what they earned, what they were looking for, what they were working for. But the beautiful thing is the ones who simply do what is right, to grow in relationship to God, that they can have their hearts set free, God gives them not what they've earned, but what he desires to give them, a gift. During this Lent, I know, and I can say this with absolute certainty, that God has prepared a great gift for each and every one of us. That means we have to enter this season of Lent doing everything that we can, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, but also aware that God will give us what he wants, not what we want. And when we get to Easter, to stand together as a community, to profess our faith, to announce all the good things that God has done, we will have hearts set free if we have allowed God to be God. And know that we haven't earned a relationship to him. All we have to offer is ashes. What he offers to us is eternal life.